Imagine Momcast Daily. I was talking to a friend the other day, and she was telling me how she was gonna start something, and she was so excited about it. And instead of being happy for her, I just had this horrible feeling in my chest and my stomach, and I thought, why am I feeling this way? Like, I should be happy for her. I should be, like, congratulating her. And I realized that it was envy. It was this screen monster. It reminded me of when one of my boys was little and he drew a picture of a guy eating a big green blobby monster. And I said, well, if he eats that, won't he get sick? And he said, no, because he's a superhero. He can handle it. So I'm going to tell you what happens with envy. What happens is it goes one of two ways. Once you swallow it, you either realize, you know what? I actually don't need to be envious because I don't want what that person has. I really don't care. I'm happy for them because I want these other things. I don't really want that anyway. Or you realize, you know what? I do want that. And you think to yourself, why don't I have that? And it's because probably you're not willing to do the work to get to it. Or it could be that you're just in a season of your life where you can't get there yet. But if that's the case, if it's the case that you aren't willing to put in the work to get to it, then you really need to examine yourself, because are you powerful enough to swallow that green monster? Not yet. So let that motivate you. Let that envy motivate you to get where you want to go. Our verse for this month is 2 Timothy 1:7, which is, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. God didn't make us fearful. He made us powerful. And it's hard to remember that. But I'm leaving that with you guys today. Keep that verse in your mind. Keep remembering it. Keep repeating it. And may God bless you.